This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Ha ha! Moderation, in principle, is a vice. Thought for today, moderation, in principle, is a vice. My goodness sakes. I teach moderation to everyone in their cooking systems, in their working with things. I say over medium heat, and over moderation, moderation. I don't really mean moderation. But can you be moderation when you are being good? Or are you just good or bad? There's no in between. Can you have moderation in following the speed limit? Or are you going to be above it or below it? You know, you can go too far below the speed limit. If you're driving on the freeway and you're driving under 45 miles an hour, you're not permitted to be on the freeway. You may have an incident in which your car doesn't function too well, and so you have to, drive limp along, but you got to get off the freeway. You can't keep driving. So there is no moderation in driving, in freeway driving. There is no moderation in loving. You either love or you don't love. I can't love you when you act like that. Well, then you can't love at all. I can't love you when you're so monkey shines, because you are so monkey shines. I can't do that, you see. And you don't say that. You don't say that you can't do this or you can't do that because of one thing or another. You either do it or you don't. See, there's no moderation when it comes to principle. There's no moderation when it comes to cooking either. You cook at a very wonderful level of heat so that the food is cooked beautifully and harmoniously, and you don't cook so fast that you can't control it. Now, if you are a whiz-bang cook and you know how to have hot heat because that's all you got, and you know how to control the flame over the hot heat, what do? If you can't get that food cooked in the proper way over the hot, hot heat, then you raise something above the heat. If you're cooking over an open fire and the heat is with the heat, then you raise the food above it so that it doesn't receive all that heat at once. And you manage to do things in a perfect order. And as you manage to do things in a perfect order, then what happens is that it is done according to principle. Now, the principle is, when you're cooking, you cook things so that they can be made wonderful. You cook them all the way through, or you cook them moderately, or you cook them however you want to cook them. But you always cook the same way. You cook with principle. You cook with heat. And you use the moderation of that heat. What moderation of that heat do you have? What moderation of that heat are you going to be working with? What moderation of life are you going to be doing? Okay. What moderation are you going to be doing? Are you going to be loving a little bit? Now, a mother says to her son, I can't love you when you don't clean up your room, when you don't take care of your clothing and things like that. It's hard to love you when you're such a naughty boy. It's hard to love you, husband, when you don't bring me flowers and you don't remember my birthday and you don't remember our anniversary and stuff like that. It's hard to love you. Well, there's no love there. That is, the words don't mean anything. There's no love. There's no principle there. You see, the principle only comes when you apply it to achieve whatever it is that the principle calls for. Now, the principle might call for a loving relationship. You say, principle, loving relationship? Sure. Or the principle might call for an unloving relationship. Well, what's an unloving relationship? An unloving relationship is when you act in an unloving way. And then you have an unloving relationship. You have put the principle to work in an unloving way. Well, my goodness. If you can have the principle work in an unloving relationship, and the principle can work in a loving relationship, then what good is the principle? Well, we're not talking about that. We're talking about moderation in principle is a vice. If you're going to be nice to your wife one day and hateful next day, and nice one day, hateful the next day, what kind of relationship is that? That's a relationship filled with confusion. It's a relationship filled with unhappiness, a relationship filled with everything that brings only a lack of togetherness. Now, you see, well, maybe I could be moderately nice to her. No, you can't. Maybe I could be moderately hateful to her because she is so mean and so ugly. Oh, no, if she is so mean and she is so hateful and that's how you created her, then it's time for you to leave. If she is whatever she is, you create her in whatever way you want her to be. And when you create her as you want her to be, then she's that way. Now, how do you create a wife to be loving? You create a wife to be loving by applying the principle of love, first to yourself. First, you are loving. And when you are loving, then you see your wife loving. You see all of a sudden she's doing things that you never recognized she did before because you were looking for the hateful things in her. You were looking for the mean things in her. And all of a sudden you're seeing all the lovely things that she does and all the caring things that she does for you and for everybody. And you get a whole new opinion. But first you had to change yourself. First you had to look at yourself and see that you yourself were living according to whatever principle you put into motion. The principle of hate, the principle of love. You see, we like to say principle is such a sacred word. Well, it is. It's a law of cause and effect word. But principle itself can be either way. It can be bad, that is not beneficial, or it can be beneficial. It just depends on how we want to use it. And using a principle at any time in some moderation is not using it to its benefit for any purpose at all. Now, we want to use principle at all times for the benefit of ourselves. Now, Ellen?
Yes.
I said to you, as an ugly, hateful person that I was, I said, Ellen, what do you think of this wind out here? And Ellen, who tried to be such a superior, knowledgeable, fabulous, glorious woman, said, I see there will be peace. Now, Ellen, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about something totally different. You're arguing with my words, which were your words. But the point is this, Ellen. The wind is very blustery outside. And what does Ellen say? Ellen says, I am peace. All my world is peace. I am peace. All my world is peace. Ellen, don't you see the wind out there? I am peace. All my world is peace. Ellen, are you blind? Can't you see the wind out there? Can't you see the garbage can blowing around? Can't you see the... I am peace. And if Ellen, sincerely, is peace, what's she going to have?
Peace.
If Ellen sincerely believes that she is the creator of her world, she is the master of her world, then what kind of a world will she have? Whatever she has in her thought about it. Now, what does Ellen have in her thought about her world? Peace, gentleness, love, happiness. Ellen, when you think of your daughter, what do you think? You think of a super lady.
Right.
When you think of your son, what do you think?
Super son.
Super lady, huh? A super son. All right. Why?
Because he's my creation.
Do you realize he does dumb things sometimes?
I see him doing only beautiful
things. No. Leave that only out of there. I see Diego doing beautiful things at all times, if you wish, or now, but not only. See, only allows for a time when he might not. And that's not a time that we want to have in our mind. Now, what does Marcella do?
Having fun. Himself
see,
and having
now,
fun.
Well, what's the first thought that comes to your mind when you think of Marcella?
Having
you think
fun.
He's just a big, wonderful guy, and he's always having fun.
Yes.
Now, how did he create himself like that in only 17 years? I mean, that's pretty good creation, wouldn't you say?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And the rest of the kids, how do they create themselves? Each one in their own wonderful way. You look at each one of them in your mind's eye, and you see them perfect in every respect that you see them.
Right.
Now, No, thank you.
Dino.
No.
Micaela.
Micaela. That's a lovely name. Is she any good on the tennis court?
She's fabulous.
She is good. Now, for you to say fabulous, is okay, but I said, is she any good on the tennis court? And you answer my question, she is good. Now, well, do you have to say anything more?
No.
No. But you see, the moment you start answering the world's questions with different words, you get different results. If she is good, that's all the world needs to think about her, that she's good. Being fabulous means something in relation to something else. And we don't know her in that relationship. We don't know her as a fabulous player against this group or that group or that person or this person. We just know she is a good tennis player. Now, would you say, what's his name,
Tiger Woods.
Would you say Tiger Woods was a fabulous golfer? No. Tiger Woods is a good golfer. He makes every stroke count. He makes every stroke do exactly what he wants it to do. Fabulous means that it has really no definition to it. It just means a superlative word. You know what I mean? So, would you rather be called fabulous or good? Are you a good woman, Ellen, or are you a fabulous woman?
Well, I like fabulous.
Well, sure, you like fabulous because you're thinking that a good woman is not fabulous. A fabulous woman.
Good is so medium. It's so
good is so complete. Good is so complete. Good is so principled. Fabulous gets into the area of vice. See, moderation is a vice. And anytime you judge, anytime you say a word that modifies in any way the pure word, it's got a problem. I am very, 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 very good. Now, when God created the earth, what did God say?
You were good and very good.
All right. What's the first thing he said? It was good.
Good.
Now, who do you think added the very good?
Human.
The human. Does God have to use superlatives to speak about what God creates?
No.
As you, as the creator of your world, do you have to use superlatives to speak about what you speak? If you say it is good, can it be any better? Can it be less? No. It is complete and whole in that word. And you see, when you drive the speed limit, does that mean you drive above it or below it?
You drive the good speed limit.
You drive the registered speed limit. Now, does everyone have to drive 65 or 70, whatever the limit is? They can drive in a slower lane. But what do the other drivers think of them?
Slow putts.
Yeah. And even the highway department says, keep this lane clear for fast-moving cars. So now, they shouldn't be over 80. They shouldn't be over 70, whatever the limit is. But sometimes a lot of fast-moving, well, it's like on the Autobahn in Germany. The speed lane, if you see a guy blinking his lights behind you, you better get out of the way, not because he deserves to have that, but because he's going so fast, he doesn't have the power to slow down and not rear-end you, you know, so get out of the way. And it's just to be practical. I have a right to be here, crunch. I have a right to cross in the crosswalk, you know, yeah, but not without looking. You look both ways first, and then you walk in the crosswalk. Because if the cars haven't got the message that you're in the crosswalk and they run you down and kill you, well, that's you bought the farm. The show is over for you on this dimension. But it doesn't have to be. You see, when we live the principle, and the principle can be so many things, when we live the principle, what happens? Everything is in divine order. Everything is in divine order. Now, are you ready to live your life according to the principle and have everything be in divine order? Well, I drive faster than the speed limit, and I do this, and I do... Why? If you're in a hurry, leave earlier. If you can't leave earlier, then arrive late. That's just the way it is. Now, if you get stopped by a cop, you'll arrive later. If you violate the rules and get caught at it, you'll arrive later. And usually the people who are rushing are the ones who get caught, because they send out these hormone ideas to the cops and say, here I'm speeding, hey, see me, I'm speeding, you catch me, stop me, ha, 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 you know. And that's not living according to principle, is it? In principle, you drive the speed limit and the cop stops you. And you say, yes, sir, what is the matter? He says, well, your taillight is out. Thank you, sir, I'll have it taken care of. He says, your rear tire, it's wobbling, and you will have an accident if you don't change it, or maybe some bolts are missing or something. Oh, my goodness, thank you, sir, you know. And, you know, and you don't have to be for speeding. It can be for something like that, too, you know. Or, I see that you have your headphones on while you're driving. That's a no-no. You cannot have both ears covered while you're driving. And you see, there are things that we learn. Now, I see you have your cell phone to your ear. We don't give many tickets out for cell phones, because most people are intelligent enough to keep them hidden in their hand. Tiny cell phone like this here. Oh, you have a cell phone? Slip it in your shirt. No, you see, principle. Principle. You always get caught. When you violate the rules, sooner or later, you always get caught. And let's not do that. Let's live the principle 100% with no moderation, for moderation is a vice, and vice is a negative word. Many times people think the vice president is negative. But that's not always so. Second in command. We want to be first. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.